In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're a fan of all things geeky, you're going to love Concessions, a brand new podcast by comedian Matt Hinton and myself, Beck Hill, where we interview your favourite cult heroes at Comic-Cons all across the world. We've got stars from Star Wars, Harry Potter, The Walking Dead and more. Make sure you tune in soon to Concessions.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Whoa.
I'm glad to hear it. I went there last year.
Barbados?
Yeah, Barbados.
In the sunny Barbados. Caribbean Sea?
No, it was a little shop that sells some Caribbean food.
Muck.
Muck. It's called Barbados. And you can buy things like goat in there and coconut. Coconut muck. Coconut muck in a tin you can get. Oh, it's lovely in there. I love it in there. And I go in there most days if I'm feeling like I want a bit of sun, you know, a little bit of culture. I'll pop into Barbados and have a chat with the boys in there.
There's a number of places, you know, there's a Polish shop near us. I go in there if I want to go and visit the Eastern Bloc, you know.
I know. Turkish one we've got up the road.
I'll pop in there. A flavour of turkey.
Oh, it's lovely, nice flavour of turkey.
But if I go down my local in Watford as well, if you want something English, oh, it's bloody English down there.
I know it is, mate.
Very English down there. Occasionally, you know, you want some home comforts.
Yeah.
Yorkshire pudding, beef, casual racism.
Union Jack, that's it.
Goose-stepping.
Doc Martin boots.
100 German bombers, all that song, all that lovely,
lovely
stuff.
Lovely, lovely. You just makes you feel at home, doesn't it?
Can I just say that now? I ain't knocking Britain. I ain't knocking England. It's just a little song. Before you all start writing in, you know.
You would never knock England.
No.
I wouldn't knock England. I love England. I love the place. I love the place. My favourite place in England is probably Barbados. I love that shop. And some of the Turkish shops are fantastic to get here. I love them. And there's a great curry place around the corner from me, which I love. I love going in there.
Yeah.
So there's plenty about England that I like.
Oh, yeah, I do too. Yeah, no, I love it. And nothing wrong with England. I'll tell you what was interesting. You know that old geezer who turned out he'd done 200 laps of his house his Zimmer frame.
Is
that
it?
Geezer, Major Tom.
He's
at number one with Michael Ball.
What's he singing?
You'll Never Walk Alone. He doesn't walk alone.
He walks with a frame.
So that's ironic that he's done that. But
He did walk to the end of his garden and back on his own. So there's very mixed messages there, putting that out.
I'm going to get in touch about that. He's had us over a barrel.
I wrote to him.
Oh, I know you did. What did you say? Yeah.
I wrote to him. I said to him.
Dear Major Tom.
I said, Dear Major Tom, all right, Very well done on walking up your garden for 12 million quid. Excellent. No one can take that away from you.
No,
that is a spectacular achievement. Congratulations. Yes. The whole nation is applauding you for that bit. Okay?
Yeah.
However, getting involved, A, with Michael Ball, is, I mean, I don't know, that is dog shit. And I put that in
really
capital
is.
Letters because I think, you know, he needs to know what he's done. Right?
Yeah.
I says that is dog shit. Michael Ball, I don't know if you have, this is all in the letter, I don't know if you've ever seen him doing his stuff with Alfie Bowe, but it's bordering on childish, right? They sing songs from, they sing songs like Rick Astley, but like they're opera singers, right? On top of castles in the south of France. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, they get to number one. But Major, do you really want to get involved with that? Please reply forthwith. So I'm waiting for him to reply to that one.
Well, and no doubt, hold on. Is that letter? Because I wrote to Ball, remember?
Oh, I remember you writing to Ball.
Dear Ball, I'm not even going to give the geezer, you know.
Oh,
is that Michael Ball in touch?
No, I've got to get rid of Ball. Go away, Ball.
And dear Ball, all right, you've done that song with the Major. All right.
Okay,
that's good.
He's all right, anyone round. Could have done it, yeah.
Anyone could have. He's walked round his house 200 times.
Yeah.
Okay, well done. All right, he's going to be Franks on to all the mail and all that Major General.
Yeah. He's going to be on a stamp, yeah.
However, some of your work with Alfie Bowe borders on the shit. You gave us a promise it was for one night only.
You did
that
say
was,
that. I remember reading that.
That was a fucking lie. Ball and Bowe for one night only, if only... But yet you come back time and time again. Dear Ball, is it really an achievement to see who can sing louder? Last time I looked, it wasn't a question of decibels. It was entertaining with some subtle voice work.
Yeah.
Yours, Baddy from Watford. Please pass this on to Beau. And then I just put an asterisk, NB at the bottom. And then I thought better of that. And I scrubbed that out
yeah, again. No. Yeah.
But
yeah.
No,
well, I got a letter from Bowe.
Bowe.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a letter from Bowe all about Ball. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Bowe says, "Dear Angelus, it's Bowe here from Bowe.
Ball
and Bowe. Right.
Yeah.
You may have seen our pictures on the tube. Right.
I've seen your pictures on the tube.
Right.
Yeah.
He says, "Listen, I hear you wrote to Major Tom." He says, "I did do, right? About Ball.
About
Ball.
Ball.
Right?
Ball.
Right?"
Yeah.
He says, "Well, I intercepted the letter. And, and I know what you mean about Ball. He's a great twat. Anyway, but the fact is, the record company says I've got to do songs with him, otherwise, they'll have me shot. Which I think is a bit much, you know, a bit extreme."
Yeah.
"Anyway, just to let you know, I'm on your side, and I don't think Major Tom should have done that with Ball. He should have done it with me, Bowe. Yeah. All the best, Bowe." Right.
Very, very interesting. Because
it's a real conspiracy.
This arrived this morning from, it just says A. Bowe. You could have just put Bowe.
Oh, he's written, okay, Bowe.
"Dear Barry. Bowe here off of Ball and Bowe for one night only."
Only.
"In brackets, NB at the bottom. Sorry about that. We lied."
And on for ages, yeah.
"I hear that Angelos wrote to Ball
he knows
about him accompanying Major Tom. Frankly, that was out of order. Ball hitching his blonde permed wagon to Major Tom's remarkable achievement.
Yeah.
What is worse than, frankly, our childish bonhomie on television.
Yeah, babies.
Is the way it's clearly constructed, contrived by someone in a meeting of ITV.
Yeah.
We don't really like each other, but whether we do or we don't is immaterial. Yeah. It's what's known as the tone of the show, and it's to get the housewives and grannies excited. Oh, it goes, for example, in Italian, oh, they're a couple, aren't they, at each other's throats?
Yeah.
Like, the like, and then it goes, NB, like that three-way shit house about the geezer who robbed, was it Elton, whose house did he rob? Gina Ginelli, what his name is.
Like him,
what robbed that house. The French geezer off of First Dates.
Yes.
And the foul-mouthed cook. What's his name? Norman Radcliffe.
Norman Ramsay.
Yeah.
Radcliffe.
Gordon Radcliffe.
Yeah.
It's all shite. And he's so annoyed. He's written it.
Right, like a madman.
Yeah, and it's either blood he's written in, shite, and it's all written the page.
Well, look at this, right, that arrived this morning. Right, this is a big one, right? I got a letter back from Major Tom, right?
Oh, okay.
Lovely writing. Oh, it's lovely, all sort of ornate writing, and all like Dickens, you know?
He says,
Dear Angelos, it's Major Tom here, and in brackets he's put, with the frame, we walked up the garden, right? Close brackets, right? I've been around the block, he says, right?
Yeah,
200 times, and I raised 12 million quid. And he's put a little, like, crying face emoji, right, and a heart next to that. He says, look, to be honest with you, I don't give a shit about singing. I like walking. That ball was offered up to me by the record company. I don't give a shit about it. All right, it went to number one. But all this is for Ball, right? It's all for Ball, who's Ball trying to outdo Bo, right? This is from the horse's mouth, right? He's trying to outdo Bo. The pair of them have some twatish relationship where they pretend to be each other's throats. But in brackets, he says, but they're not. They don't even give a shit about each other. Close brackets. What they're trying to do is like, what they're trying to do is be like Top Gear, right? You know where they all pretend that there's the sort of hierarchy and there's Captain Slow and
well,
all the rest of it.
That, didn't
yeah,
you?
Exactly. You exactly. Anyway, it's all bullshits, right? And I don't want nothing more to do with this. And as soon as I've raked in the cash and I've raised my profile a bit more, I'm going to sling Ball's hook, right? And Bo can go with him as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, love your podcast, he says. Keep it up.
Oh, that's nice.
Keep bringing the muck. All the best, Major Tom. That's good.
That's interesting you said that because, you know, he's celebrated his achievement through song and I celebrated my complaint through this song.
Right.
I wrote to them about their show, rather contrived relationship between Ball and Bo. They pretend to not like each other's guts.
Yeah.
Ball is there with his blonde perm. He would put on weight and the other tiny little nuts. They get onto the stage. They get into a rage. Pretend they don't like each other. Of course they like each other, fucking idiots. It's just a cover.
Yeah, and it's all about the money at the end of the day. It's all about the money. Because I done a song about that as well, didn't I?
Hold on. Let's see if I can get... Oh, here it comes.
I done a song about Ball and Bo. I like to sing about Ball and Bo. Just you on my toe. I can't hear the music at all, so I'm guessing that I'm in the right place, but I don't know. Anyway, back to Ball and Bo. I can't hear the music at all. But the important thing is I've given it a good go.
Well, that's right. And for everything we do in music, you and me, we never contrive that.
No, it's silly, none of it's contrived.
It's all genuine.
Michael Balder, he has put a bit of timbre on, hasn't he?
It's not a crime, is it? Michael Beachball, no. I call him now.
Michael Beachball and Bo.
That's cruel to me, though, isn't it?
Oh, hello you. My name's Tom Price.
Hello, I'm Dave Cribb.
You should come and join us. Every day we do a podcast called Cabin Fever, where we talk to loads of comedians who've had to cancel everything else in their lives, so they come on our podcast instead, don't they, Dave?
Yeah, it's an isolation podcast.
Dave, were you yawning at the start of that sentence then? Was it just a little yawn?
Yeah, it's basically the Great Big Owl isolation podcast. We'll have people on from all our podcasts, from your Rule of Threes, your Brian Rogers, your Musicals, your Bitchins. If you like any of our podcasts, if you like any of those people, chances are they'll be logging onto the Zoom call and just chatting, because let's face it, they got nothing else to do.
Also, there'll be a quiz on the bill. All right, see you soon. Lots of love.
Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 that's our Twitter name.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'll tell you what is something we must absolutely address is the whereabouts of our glorious leader.
Well, has he been on the phone to you?
Of course he has.
I thought he'd been on the phone to you, because he's been on the phone to me. North Korea 52964
and 3. He's been very circumspect with me. What did he say to you?
He's been very circumspect with me as well, actually. Yeah. In fact, I've received a series of coded messages, you know?
Right.
So the first one, he rings me up, because he goes like this. He's like, hello, I'm awake. Right. How's your 7-3 Mew? Who's that, please? I'm going, is that you? He went, maybe. Anyway, he says, go down to the end of your garden and look under the plant pot, please. All right. Anyway, forget about it for a day or two, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm just scratching my nuts in the shower, and I go, oh, I must go down the end of the garden. So I go down the end of the garden, I lift up the plant pot, right? And underneath the plant pot is a little, like a toy, like nuclear bomb, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then that's written on the side of it, it says, open me, right? Yeah. So I open up this nuclear bomb, and there's a little note all wrapped up inside it. So I unravel the note, and it goes, go to the kitchen. Oh, Christ. Anyway, I shack it in the
bushes.
I know it's him, right? I'm just thinking, oh, Christ. Do I really want to do this treasure hunt, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it goes to the kitchen, right? And going in the oven, right, I pull out some human rights abuses because he's put something there, right? And I unravel the package, and then in there it says, am I dead? Am I not? Ooh, where am I? Like that.
Yeah.
And that's the last I've bloody heard from him. I don't know where he is.
Oh, Christ.
It's all cryptic, though, isn't it?
Well, I get a phone call. What is it now? Where are we now? We're Monday night. Sunday morning.
Oh, my.
Sunday morning, if you please. I'm going out for my constitutional. Oh, yeah. And it's a North Korean number, you see.
Well, it does come up that way.
It comes up 5278, isn't it, or something?
Yeah,
so
that's
I'm going, hello, Kim. And I, is his sister here? I'm going to take over the country. You know, you know what she's like. She's all hard, isn't she?
Very, very.
You got anything to say about it? I'll fucking knock seven chairs of shit out of you. Oh, what's her name? Lee Ming, isn't it? No, what is
I can't remember her name. It's Kim something.
It's Queen Jong-un, isn't it? We'll have to look that up. She calls herself Queen Jong-un.
Queen Jong-un.
And she's gone, he's playing silly buggers, this geezer. He fucking don't know what he's up to. Everyone wants to know, and I'm in charge. She's gone, I'm in charge.
All right.
Now, what I suspect is that actually she's good as gold, this lady.
Right,
I mean, she's going to make it all nice and all that. So I'm going, good.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for a bit of regime change. A bit later on, the phone ring. Boop, boop. I've
North
gone,
Korea.
Is that you, Queen? And it's him. Who'll be phoning you up saying I'm dead? He goes. Who'll be phoning you? I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm very much alive, he says. I'm very much alive.
Right,
he goes, I've had some heart surgery. You know,
okay. Did he explain his whereabouts?
Oh, he's had a little bit of heart surgery. It was nothing really,
he's had
the geezers done the work for him. He's had them killed, and then, you know, that takes a whole of his weekend.
Yes,
and
yes.
And then she's saying she's going to take over. He's going, not a bit of it.
No.
I've got so much to catch up on. I've got to wipe out all those people in the salt mines nice and quick, get some more in. I've got to drink lots of brandy at the expense of my impoverished nation.
Got to get fatter and fatter.
Get fatter and fatter. And I've got some new flares coming this weekend.
And I've got to put away the fags. Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
I've got 200 Benson and Hedges to celebrate my successful heart surgery.
That's what it's like.
I said,
mate, you want to look after yourself a bit more. Oh, what you fucking know about it? I'm pouring a double brandy now. You know, he's gone. I've got wars for your netter for my tea.
Ooh, I bet he has. I bet he's
you
got two of them.
You know what my people got to eat tonight? Fuck all!
Eel.
Raise a grass, he's got.
He doesn't know how good he's got it. That one, I heard he was on a train at a theme park. That's what I heard.
Just went off Alton Towers Way or something like that.
I heard that he'd rung someone up just very quickly, gone, ah, fuck this, bollocks. And then put the phone down, got on the train with his backpack, headed off to. Me want go roller coaster. Me want go on Dodgem, right? I want half break from international despotery, right? So he's got on the coach, and he's got over here. He's gone to Alton Towers. Yeah, he's gone to Alton Towers, right? And I says, when he rang me and told me this, I says, Kim, you won't be able to go on Alton Towers at the moment because of the COVID, right? Everyone's locked down, right? He goes, no, me get special implantation, we have it all open, and I will go on as many roller coaster as I want, right? And I go, I don't think you've got that. Anyway, I ring up Alton Towers, and I says, listen. Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but Kim Jong-un is planning on coming there, right? And the bloke says to me, he says, Oh, no, I don't think so, because the gates are locked and everyone's furloughed. I says, well, you need to ring Kim Jong-un because he's on his way, on his train, and he expects to go on a roller coaster, and if he doesn't get what he wants, he may well blow the place up, right?
Yeah.
He says, well, he can blow the place up if he likes, but he's still not going to go and get on roller coaster.
Yeah.
Anyway, anyway, I haven't heard that Alton Towers has blown up. I haven't heard that, right? And I haven't heard from Kim as to whether or not he got on the roller coaster. So again, I'm somewhere in the middle with it.
Okay, well, can I just read you this telegram I've got from Dave Lees, who works at Alton Towers.
Right.
Mr. Jong-un come to the Alton Towers yesterday afternoon. It is true that we was furloughed, but he caused a bit of a stink at the kiosk at the front, so we let the cunt in. He wanted to go on the saw ride, and we got him up there and we set it all in motion. Yeah. To Mr. Jong-un's horror, he was not tall enough to go on the ride.
Oh, dear.
He insisted that someone look the other way while one of his lackeys got some old books for him to stand on.
Right.
And in the confusion, he somehow managed to get on.
But what happened when he got on the ride?
When he got on, the so-called glorious leader shit himself up the brow of the caterpillar ride, which he went on next. Bearing in mind, it goes NB, bearing in mind, this is just the kids' ride in the child section.
Yeah.
And also, he started crying when one of his lackeys asked him if he wanted to go on the teacups.
Very emotional.
He is a shitter. In the end, he asked us to stop the ride. It's terrible.
He asked us to stop the ride.
Yeah, because he said there was something wrong with it. In truth, he was just shitting himself. This is on the teacup ride.
Yeah, well, I know.
It's for the under fives.
No, because I went last time I went to Alton Towers with Kim, right? Yeah. He showed me this ticket like this, going, me pay extra, so jump queue. One of them queue jumping tickets, right?
Yeah, I know.
And as soon as we get through the door, he goes, which ride we go on first? And I says, well, let's go on something gentle, ease ourselves in, and then we can sort of build up from there, you know. He went, bullshit. We go on biggest roller coaster in park.
He does do that, doesn't he?
I says, Kim, listen, mate, you know what you're like, you know what your guts are like, right? They fall out at the slightest bit of fear, right? Yeah. All your guts everywhere, right? He says, no, my gut's fine. I says, you eat muck, right? And it goes through you, especially when you're scared, and it go all over the place, right? No muck. No muck for me. You know what he's like. Anyway, I says, all right. He says, okay, me going to jump queue with ticket, thank you.
Yeah,
anyway, he goes right to the front. He goes right to the front of the queue, waving his ticket, going, I'm jumping queue with ticket. And they go, no.
Yeah.
Right, this is when he's at the front of the queue, in front of everybody, right?
Yeah.
So, no. That's a speedy ticket, but it doesn't mean you come to the front of this queue. You have to go in the other queue, which is a bit quicker, right? He went, bullshit, mid-jump queue, like this. And the guy got very angry. He says, listen, if you don't get to the back of the queue over there, I'm going to chuck you out, right? And he's like, bollocks to you. Anyway, so he goes back to the queue, all deflated and that. And then he says, oh, me could have had him if me want to, but me have to think of glorious leadership, right? Gets on the roller coaster, he goes, oh, greatest. And we're going up, all cold, like slow like that. And I'm going, yeah, this is fun. He's going, me won't get off, too high.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm going, Kim, this is what you wanted, right? I said, break yourself in slowly. You went, nah, I won't go on to all this. And we get right to the top, we go down, right? And I just stink. Comes next to me, and he stinks, right? Because all the muck he's eating, all the eel and stuff, it's all come out the other end. You go, me shit myself, you know.
Yeah. And of course, behind him is all that, all the military blokes with their hats.
That's on, right. It's all going in their face and all over their, all over their swimming badges that they've got on there, right?
Yeah, and they've all got to keep smiling, going, yeah, it's fun, you know.
And they all just like sit there and take all this muck in their face. He goes, yeah. "Oh, that, that not my muck. That be, that's a bird's, right?" And then he gets off, right? He says, "We all have to go home now because, you know, I've got some glorious leadership to do, right?" I says, "Kim, you shut yourself on there, right? And I told you not to go on it, but you shut yourself and it's gone all over your military, like, personnel and cortege, is it cortege? It's gone all over them. Who's going to clean that up? Me get wet wipes," he says. "Me got wet wipes." Oh, right?
Not, the old thing, not enough.
No, it's not enough because he's got one packet of them and he's wiped them all down.
Yeah.
And he's just chucking this stuff in the bin. I says, "That's not enough for all that." But they don't. They don't say nothing because they can't. You know, they can't say nothing. You know, I says, "It's embarrassing for them. Look at, they're all covered in your muck, all over their military uniforms." Yeah. You know, I may not give shit. You know, I says, "Well, you've got no more shit to give, have you?"
Well, no, that's right. But that's what it's like, you know.
It's embarrassing.
Because I went to Alton Towers with the man with the superpowers. He tried to get on the tallest ride they've got in there.
Yeah, he does.
He wasn't tall enough for the ride. Even when the silly comes to put his chair, he got to the top. Something went pop. He fucking bad. Oh, it was great. We just done it for the bants.
Oh, my angels.
Well, oh, my angels.
My angels. Well, look, I hope that's helped.
Ow!
It should have done.
It feels like we've only just started, but maybe we'll come back again. Look,
it should have helped. It should,
it should have helped.
By the way.
Thursday night,
8:30, via Zoom. You can come and watch us do our weekly briefing, which is a very important show, isn't it, Barry?
Very much so. The current climate. We do a weekly briefing for you to ask all the questions you want to ask. So, what you have to do is go to our Twitters and then you click on the link. We don't have it now, do we? We could put it in the. No, maybe we won't. We'll just go to our.
We'll put
Twitters.
It on the Patreon. I'll put it on the Patreon.
Put it on the Patreon and then you can come and ask us questions. You can join in because it's on Zoom. And it's only a fiver, fuck's sake.
Join in.
Come
you can
on.
Ask, £5. You can, it's good entertainment. Ask us questions, we will answer them, whatever they are. Even if we don't know the answers, we will answer the questions for
Absolute.
You.
Absolutely.
It should help.
Look, keep your chins up, for God's sake. This will all be over soon.
Oh,
don't
it
worry.
Will be over soon. And we can all get outside and do proper gigs. And actually come and see you in the flesh.
Oh, we'd love that. All right, guys. Well, lots of love.
We love you all.
We love you all, and see you soon.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hello, my darlings. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder. Gotta have a backup. I've been in everything, my darlings, and I've been cut from most things. However, I will not be cut from one thing, and that is my own podcast, Talking to Actors with Anna Mann, where I meet those rarest of creatures, the actors. That's Talking to Actors. Look out for the new series starting soon on The Great Big Owl.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today.
Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.